Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa remains comfortably cool, perfect for those late-night walks. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, Rubio and the Egyptian foreign minister have discussed a ceasefire with Iran. This follows an IDF strike in Lebanon that resulted in two fatalities reported 3 hours ago. Also, from I-24 News, IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco, aged 30, has been killed in Lebanon. This news comes 11 hours after it was reported and marks the 13th Israeli soldier lost in Operation Roaring Lion since October 7th. Also, this hour, AxEOS reports that Rubio has initiated direct negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. A push from Trump to Netanyahu helped pave the way for the talks earlier today. Separately, according to JNS, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to negotiations, marking the first direct talks since 1993. This was reported 3 hours ago. And finally, from the Wall Street Journal, over 20 commercial vessels have been impacted by recent tensions in the region. This development was highlighted in earlier reporting today. Here's what people are saying online. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee shared just minutes ago that today marks the first major meeting between Israel and Lebanon in over a decade. They suggest this meeting holds significant potential for change. Phil Stewart, a correspondent, noted 20 minutes ago that a U.S. destroyer intercepted two oil tankers trying to leave Iran on Tuesday, forcing them to turn back. Al Arabiya English reported 23 minutes ago with former Lebanese Deputy Prime Minister Hassan Hasbani discussing what the Washington talks could achieve between Lebanese and Israeli officials. Now for more on those stories, starting with the meeting between Rubio and the Egyptian foreign minister. As reported by Israel Hayom, their discussion focused on a 20-point plan in hopes of establishing a ceasefire with Iran. This comes amid ongoing tensions following an IDF strike in Lebanon earlier this hour. The outcome of these talks could significantly influence regional stability. Turning to the death of IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco. As I-24 News reported, his death in Lebanon brings the total number of Israeli soldiers lost in Operation Roaring Lion to 13. His passing underscores the ongoing sacrifices amidst this conflict, affecting both military and civilian morale. Meanwhile, Axios highlighted Rubio's efforts in launching direct negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. With Trump's influence on Netanyahu, these talks offer a rare opportunity for dialogue. The results of these discussions could reshape diplomatic relations in the region. And finally, the Wall Street Journal's report on over 20 commercial vessels shows the broader impact of regional tensions. These disruptions could influence international trade routes and economic stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business discusses the shift towards assisted living, encouraging people to let their homes manage more aspects of daily life. This reflects broader societal changes in how independence is perceived. Separately, CTech reports that JP Morgan has sued Aleph over fallout from the Frank fraud. The bank seeks to recover losses from a $175 million acquisition based on false customer data. And finally, Walla Business announces the launch of Israel's Basket this week. Set to debut in 50 Carrefour branches and online, the initiative aims to create competitive pressure and potentially lower prices in the market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.